Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Jeff McKee from a crowded Rushi High School gymnasium, where tonight the Rushi Raiders take on the Fort Loramie Redskins as Rushi tries to end Fort Loramie its first Shelby County League setback. Fort Loramie 8-0 on the year, 5-0 in Shelby County League action. Rushi 7-2, 3-1 in league play. Rushi will draw even with Fort Loramie in terms of games played in the county on Tuesday when Rushi goes to Fairlawn. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie plays a non-Shelby County League game against MacFoe Versailles. Fairlawn also sitting with just one setback in Shelby County League action. Fort Loramie Redskins, red hot, playing outstanding basketball. Good inside-outside combination from the Redskins. Tyler Siegel, Chuck, has become a monster in the middle at 6'7", just a junior.
He has become a real good offensive player. Last year, he was definitely one of the best defenders in the league, but he has now become an offensive player to go along with it. He's well-rounded, good footwork around the basket, and he and last weekend when we watched them and Jackson Center go at it, he and Brady Wildermuth had a real battle, and quite honestly, Tyler Siegel got the better of Brady in that game.
Yeah, we've seen Tyler Siegel's offensive and defensive skills both improve since a year ago. He was a fine up-and-coming player as a sophomore in the 2015-16 season. He is rounding into top form as a junior in this campaign, and he's got some outside perimeter players to go along with him.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you, you start with Evan Burning, and he's not this. He can shoot the three, but that's not his strength. He will take the ball to the basket with anybody, but if you sag off to make sure he can't get around you, he has the ability to shoot the ball from the outside. And Dylan Braun is a real, real good chunk shooter. If you don't find him on the perimeter, you're in trouble because he's going to score on you every time down the floor.
Corey Britton, head coach at Fort Laramie, has done an outstanding job with this team, and he has got this team's attention this year. As we mentioned, it's really matured. It's still a young club, Chuck. Most of them 11th graders. Cody Gasson, the senior who plays a lot, but a lot of youth, and a good JV team, which played the Rushi JVs to a thriller here tonight. Rushi won it in overtime. What a fine preliminary game, Chuck, for what we think will be an excellent varsity tilt.
Right, you know, what was fun about that, these kids aren't used to playing. This place was jam-packed for the JV game, and it's a thrill for those kids to play in that kind of an atmosphere. And, you know, you mentioned Cody Gasson, and one of the things that Fort Laramie's girls talk about is grit. That is what that kid brings to the boys basketball team. He is a tremendous defender. He never turns the ball over. And if you let him set his feet, he will put the ball in the basket on
you. Now, both teams, Fort Laramie and Rushi, have beaten Jackson Center. We covered the Raiders' victory here over the Jackson Center Tigers. And Rushi, though, it was outsized in that game. Got very physical with Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center. Held him down just enough. And Rushi came away with a big victory. Congratulations to head coach Spencer Padania's team in that game.
Well, yeah, I agree. And one of the things, but Rushi's going to have a problem trying to surround Tyler Siegel tonight, because unlike Jackson Center,
right,
Laramie's got kids that can put the ball in the basket if you sag off and go try to help that much. But on the other end of the floor, Rushi, you start with Cole Tebby. He is a blue-collar player. He's 6 feet two, but he plays inside. He's a great rebounder, a good scorer in the paint. The other one, Daniel Kearns, is a 6'4 sophomore, really rounding. I don't know if they even planned on him having the role that he has right now, but he has improved so much that he's now starting for them. And then Drew Sherman. Drew Sherman is as good of on-ball defender as there is in the league.
I think Rushi's challenge is going to be as follows. Who covers Tyler Siegel in the post? Do you shade him with both Tebby and Kearns? I think Kearns needs a big game tonight. And then on the outside, who in the world guards Evan Burning at Fort Laramie? He can shoot the three. He's like a bull when he takes it to the basket. But leave it up to head coach Spencer Cordonier of Rushi. He will figure out the assignments, and Rushi will be in this game right to the very end.
Well, I mean, just talking about what I've seen, and of course they see him in practice all the time, so I don't know what we're going to see, but my personal preference would be Sherman on Burning on that end of the floor. And I didn't say anything about Jack Daypore yet. He is the Dylan Braun of Rushi. That kid can just flat out, he's a scorer. And if you don't get in his face, he's going to score a lot of points on you.
What do you make, Chuck, of the common opponent comparison so far this year? Fort Laramie beat St. Henry. We saw Rushi get nipped by St. Henry here. Fort Laramie beat Anna easily in the opener back in early December before Anna got untracked.
Right.
Rushi was beaten at Anna. What do you think of all of that?
Well, I don't know if it makes a whole lot of difference. I mean, the St. Henry, both those games were real close games down to the wire. Laramie happened to pull it out. Rushi happened to get beat at the buzzer. Anna was just not the same team when they played Rushi as they were the first game of the year. So, I'm not sure that the comparing is a good thing. I always say in the Shelby County League that I don't think that a home court is a big advantage, but I think here in Arushi, with this floor being much smaller than what Laramie's used to playing on, I think it could really play a factor tonight, and Laramie's going to have to be ready for Arushi's 1-3-1 half-court defense, because if they get into a situation, you know you're going to see it tonight, you just don't know when, and I'm sure Laramie worked on it in practice all week.
Now, you make a good point with the Arushi floor being 10 feet shorter than the Fort Laramie floor. The offense gets compressed a little more tightly. The defense, should I say, can maybe guard a little better because they don't have the space to cover.
Yeah, you don't have to space as much. And for offenses, you have to work on your spacing.
Right.
Because at Laramie, that's a huge court. That's a college-length court. So, I mean, that could make a difference. But this is such a neat gym. I love doing games here.
Uh-huh.
This place is, you can't find a seat, and it's going to be loud in here tonight.
Yeah, the nearest seat, I think, is the Fort Laramie gym.
I wonder if it's on TV there like they do sometimes in college.
In fact, the line outside the Arushi gym tonight ran all the way up 66 to Fort Laramie.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be one heck of a game, and boy, they're playing for a lot tonight.
Yes. Now, what do you make of this? Fort Laramie has dropped 6 of its last 7 to Arushi. Arushi's won 6 of those games, but the one game in those 7 Fort Laramie won was the sectional championship last year at the buzzer, 52-51 Redskins.
I don't think that Arushi has forgotten that. There is no way that they felt like they should have lost that game. They thought they were a better team, but Laramie just gutted it out and won it at the buzzer, and it is really gone ahead and transcended into this season for their confidence.
Will this game be close here tonight? Well, I'll give you some proof. 6 of the last 7 meetings between these two clubs decided by a grand total of 21 points. 21 divided by 6, that's what, 3.5 points a game. It'll be a squeaker right down to the last couple possessions. You can count on that.
Yeah, it's going to be close. And I mean, not that it's not a great big game for Laramie, but for Arushi, a home game, and if they lose, they're 2 games back in the loss column in the league. So I think it's more imperative for the Raiders to win tonight than it is for Fort Laramie to win.
Again, Fort Laramie undefeated on the year, 8-0, 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Arushi 7-2 overall, 3-1 in league play. I might note that these two clubs, Chuck, spanning games over this year and the end of last year are red hot. Fort Laramie's won 15 of their last 17, dating back to January. And Arushi's won 16 of its last 19, dating all the way back to January of last season. Both clubs playing mighty good basketball. And Arushi's had to recycle many of its players on the roster. It has rebuilt quickly since last season.
Yeah, they've been doing that for the last 3 years. They always seem to be a senior-laden team, but they have such a good program down below that it's really... They reload.
Yes.
And these kids, I'm a firm believer that you keep teams together, classes together, and they learn how to win together, and it pays off when you get up to the varsity.
Fort Laramie last year wound up at the end of the season going 500 after getting off to a slow start, but the 2 Arushi wins over Fort Laramie during the regular campaign were by only 35-32 and 48-44 before Fort Laramie knocked off Arushi 52-51 in the sectional.
Well, I didn't, you know, I mean, we were there, obviously. I think we saw all 3 games. I didn't think that the Pickle sectional was not a huge upset.
Right.
Those were 2 pretty evenly balanced teams.
Mm-hmm. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight, including these 3 from Fort Laramie: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. These 2 Arushi sponsors with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. A big handshake to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum.
underwriting sponsors here now on scoresbroadcast.com. A big shout out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, which underwrites our halftime, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriters, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffenafurniture.com. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Plus these Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. That's Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, Chuck, we'll have our starting lineups and opening tip-off in just a moment. It is a packed house here at Rushi tonight. In fact, two people walked in about 30 minutes ago when I was out at the car, and they said, Jack, do you still have 2 seats available? And I said, I think so, but you may have to hunt and find them.
Yeah, we're going to put them up here for $10 each.
Right, right. Starting lineups are next. Game starts in just a moment. We're back on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The crowd has just sat down after the playing of the national anthem, a sea of blue and gold across the way representing Rushi. Down below to our right, more Rushi fans. Below to our left, spectators from Fort Loramie. Chuck, if you ask Fort Loramie players and fans, who is your strongest rival year in, year out in basketball, Fort Loramie will tell you Rushi. If you ask Rushi
players and fans, who's your strongest rival year in, year out? They'll say Fort Loramie. Case is closed. Good backyard, healthy, but fierce competition getting underway shortly here tonight.
No doubt. I mean, Rushi and Fort Loramie and Jackson Center, in the years that I've been doing this, have dominated the Shelby County League and the boys anyway. And this is going to be one heck of a basketball game. The atmosphere is electric.
Starting lineups being introduced for the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins in the road black with red numbers outlined in white. Evan Burning, 6'1", junior at a wing. Dylan Braun, 6'1", junior at a guard. With Cody Gasson out front, 6'1", a senior. On the inside, Tyler Siegel, 6'7", a junior. Nate Kleiman, 6'3", and a senior. Off the bench in last Monday's win by Fort Loramie over New Bremen, Austin Siegel pumped home 10 points in that game. And I think down the road, Chuck, it's going to be important for Austin Siegel and starter Nate Kleiman to assist Tyler Siegel in the middle with point production.
Well, they're going with a little bit. I mean, they got some good size out of both those kids, and they both complement Siegel really well on the interior.
Meanwhile, for the Rushi Raiders, the opening five out there includes Daniel Kearns in the post. Daniel Kearns is joined on the floor by the Rushi Raiders inside player Cole Tebby. On the perimeter, it is Drew Sherman, along with Dylan Cordonier, and the fifth starter for the Rushi Raiders is Jack Napor. Opening cap to start the contest goes to Sherman. He's got the ball in backcourt. Sherman walks it up to the timeline, goes high post to Tebby. Tebby back to the basket. Outside to Cordonier, who's picked up by Gasson. Cross court to Daypore, reverse to the near side to Sherman. Straight away goes to Daypore. He bowls his way down the right side of the lane, loops it up on the run, missed it, but he hits the deck. He's fouled. Low-scoring games last year when these two teams collided. Only 67 total points in the first game. A few more in the second meeting, 92. The winner didn't get 50 in either contest.
I don't expect it to be any different tonight.
Right. It'll be a battle down low, tightly played defense on the perimeter. Good shots at a premium. Free throw by Jack Daypore. Swish, and Rushi's on the board, 1-0. Second shot to Daypore. One dribble on the way. Hit the back flange. Long rebound comes back to Daypore. Punched away, though, by Fort Loramie, which has the ball in backcourt. It's Burning. Burning glides up the right side, goes to Gasson, 25 feet away. He's picked up by Sherman. Burning at midcourt, being checked very closely by Kearns. Here's a fine cross-court pass down low on the left to Braun. Shot fake, then he goes up and in with it. 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Rushi in backcourt. Long throw into the left corner to Kearns, on top to Dylan Cordonier. He is checked by Braun. One Dylan guards the other. They're spelled differently, though. D-I-L-L-O-N for Dylan Braun. D-Y-L-A-N for Dylan Cordonier. Here is Debbie at the high post. Puts it on the floor. Drives hard to the rim. Blocked out of bounds. Who got a piece of that one, Chuck?
That was Tyler Siegel. That was a five-inch difference right there.
Siegel blocked Tebby out of bounds. Rushi throws in all the way out to midcourt at the Raiders logo. Caught there by Daypore. Hands off to Sherman. Sherman, right flank, 25 feet away. Dribbling with the left hand, near side to Cordonier. Rushi looking inside, trying to go to the post with it. Here's Daypore, right wing, on top to Kearns. Fakes the left hand shot. Out of Sherman behind the screen. Here's Daypore setting up and shooting a three. Partially blocked by Fort Loramie. A lead out to Tyler Siegel. All the way to the rack. Missed it. Good defense by Rushi. Rebound, though, by Fort Loramie. Right back inside. It goes low to the left. Siegel not good again. Thought he was fouled. Loose ball rebound out of bounds. It'll be controlled by the Raiders. It is physical at the stoke.
Well, if they're not going to call it at either end, then I'm going to be okay with that, because Siegel got hammered on that second shot.
Yep, sure did. Looked like a foul. But if it's consistent like that all
exactly,
night.
Exactly. I can live with that all night long.
Yep, we'll agree with it then. 2-1 in favor of Fort Loramie. Top of the circle with the ball, Daypore. Near side pass goes to Dylan Cordonier. High post to Tebby, lobbing down inside to Kearns. He's in traffic, gets it back out on top to Sherman. No place for Kearns to go. He was hassled by two taller players. There's a shot fake by Dylan Cordonier around two Fort Laramie men, and then a third is waiting on him. It's a charge against Rushin.
Plyman did a good job of getting himself set and just put that charge straight on.
5:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Rushi with full court pressure at the moment. Fort Laramie's burning. Inbounds to Braun. Braun slides across the center line, dribbles with the left hand, goes to Burning 25 feet away. Burning motions. Picked up by Sherman. Here's Gasson back in the right corner to Burning. They look inside for Siegel. Cross court skip pass to Dylan Braun. He guns a three. It hit the back flange. Long rebound. Ricochets out to Plyman, and Fort Laramie still controls. Leading 2-1. 5:20 left to go first quarter. Here's Evan Burning probing the lane. A leaner from 7 feet. Bingo! He's got it.
He got himself into the lane, and the defense kind of spread back and just let him shoot the ball. He was kind of in no man's land.
Yeah, I think maybe Rushi thought he might dish it off to Tyler Siegel. Steal at midcourt by Fort Laramie. Stolen right back, though, by Rushi. Hectic play at the timeline. One steal, then another. Raiders have it. Down 4-1. Yet to get a field goal. Oh, here's a nice lead pass by Gaythorne into Demi. Demi strides to the basket and drops it through. Fort Laramie had uncovered Debbie. He had an opening. Dave Four spotted it, assisted him. Debbie on the finish. 4-3 Fort Laramie. Cross court pass to Braun. Braun leaps high to save it for Fort Laramie. Starts to drive, gives it to Gasson. Very high arching three pointer out of the corner. Good by Cody Gasson.
Wow, what a shot. I'm going to go back a long way. That was Lynn Shackelford from the corner with that height.
It brought snow flurries. 7-3 Fort Laramie. Quickly rushing down the floor, beating the pressure inside to Kearns. Left-handed hook is good by Daniel Kearns.
Did a good job of screening Siegel off that time with his body and got the shot up.
7-5 Fort Laramie. Dylan Braun navigates the lane. Fadeaway 14-footer. Hits it. Dylan Braun. Downers for Fort Laramie. 9-5 Redskins. Scoring pace picks up. 3:50 left to go first quarter. Fort Laramie pressure. Long heave down the floor by Rushi. It is touched out of bounds off Fort Laramie last. You are listening to Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Substitution here made by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Plyman is out. And having checked in is Austin Siegel, 6'3 junior. Ball lobbed in left corner, Sherman. Sherman mid-post to Debbie. Debbie drifts across the lane, right-in hook shot, deflected away by Siegel. Tyler had a piece of it, down to Gasson. Oh, here's Gasson off the running, and he pulls his way into the paint, knocks down a Raider defender. That is an offensive foul, no doubt about it.
He looked like he was going right up through the line that time for a touchdown.
Yes. Yeah, that looked like a Cody Gasson plunge into the end zone, only a Raider was in his path. 3:33 left to go, opening quarter. 9-5 Fort Laramie. Sherman midcourt. Hits it across to Cordonier. He's doubled, trapped. Loops it near side to Daypore. Daypore enters the post, fumbled the ball away. Demi picked it up, blocked by Tyler Siegel. Recovered though by Rushi on the arc. Boy, I tell you what, Tyler Siegel getting better and better at protecting the rim.
He's got three blocks already here, and we've played 5 minutes.
Yep, he sweeps the backboard clean. And here's an over-guarding foul on Fort Laramie on the perimeter.
Well, the problem Rushi's having right now is they're giving him too much space. You got to get up on him and then go up. To give him space, the shot blocker is impressive.
That's a good point. 9-5, Redskins lead, 3:07 to go, first quarter. Rushi lobbing in from underneath the basket, and the ball bounds into backcourt. Racing after it, Cordonier. Dylan handles it for Rushi. Gasson picks him up top of the circle. Right side pass, Daypore, spin move. Oh, a back cut by Kearns. The ball's thrown away, though, into the hands of Fort Laramie. Burning walks it up for the Redskins, who lead 9-5 with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Sherman on Burning. That's the matchup you thought would happen, Chuck.
Yeah, no doubt.
Gasson head of the key. Deep right corner, Dylan Braun. As Sherman has shifted off on Braun. Straight away, Austin Siegel. Left corner, Gasson. Gasson baseline drive.
He's cut off, feeds to Tyler Siegel, foul line. Then a handoff to Dylan Braun, out of Burning on the arc, right flank. Pick and roll with Tyler, no go. Burning drives, great wraparound pass to Gasson. Gasson powers up and in.
What a pass.
That's Burning.
Yeah, boy.
Boy, he does it all. He is a fine assist maker. Evan Burning, 11-5 Fort Laramie. Rushi at the timeline. Dylan Cardagna, right corner, Tebby. Straight away, Sherman. Near side pass, Dayfour. It's going to be imperative for Rushi, Chuck, to make outside shots to hang around in this game. Ball thrown down inside the Kearns. A left-handed fadeaway shot blocked out of bounds by Tyler Siegel. He's got number four.
I'm going to keep track of his blocks. He could go have a triple-double just in blocks tonight.
1:49 to go, first quarter, 11-5 in favor of Fort Laramie over Rushi. Here is Sherman lobbing into the paint to Debbie. He works hard for those two. Nice play, Cole Debbie. Herky-jerky move from 6 feet out.
Did a great job with his footwork that time of not traveling.
11-7, Fort Laramie up four. Minute 35 to go, first quarter. Shot fake on the arc, McGasson goes baseline. Throws underneath the rim of the corner to Burning. Out back to the three-point shooter. Eli Rosengarten is checked in. Missed it off the ring. Long rebound, though, Burning. Hands off to Siegel in the paint. Stripped on the play by Hunter Cohee, who's checked in for Rushi, but he grabbed an arm in doing so. Cohee thought he got it cleanly. He was off to the races the other direction.
Unless he has leather arms, I thought he had all ball too.
And that was ruled a shooting foul as well.
Wow.
Tyler Siegel gets a pair, dropping in the first. 12-7, Fort Laramie. To me, Chuck, it took maybe a little imagination to detect the fact that Tyler Siegel had a shot underway there. Second free throw short. Rebound Raiders in the corner. And day four is pushed by Austin Siegel. 12-7 Fort Laramie. 1:18 to go, first quarter. JV game, a thriller, went overtime. Rushi pulled it out of the fire.
Yeah, double overtime. That's a heck of a game.
I said, did I suggest single? It was two. You're
right.
It
was double.
Two very knowledgeable JV teams with a lot of savvy, good instinctive skills on the floor during that JV contest. The well not dry for either one of these players.
No, no, not at all.
Here's Dayfour slipping down the floor. Into the lane. Fort Laramie has to double up on him. That leaves a man open. It's Hunter Cohee, and he gets the gimme. Quickly, Fort Laramie down the floor. Long pass to Gasson, who's cherry-picking for two. 14-9, Redskins.
Cody's got seven here in the first quarter.
53 seconds to go in the initial period. Here's Rushi with the ball in backcourt. It is Dayfour to Cordonnier. Hunter Cohee, right corner. He's doubled. Got to get rid of it. Batted by Fort Laramie, right back to Dylan Cordonnier. Cross-court pass, left flank. It is Monier in off the bench, firing, hit the flange. We got a scrum for it. It's tackle football. First game on the gridiron ever between Fort Laramie and Rushi. It's a jump, and I think Fort Laramie earns the ball thanks to the arrow.
Yeah, it should be.
Ethan Monier out there on the court, as I noted, 5'11 senior for the Rushi Raiders. Also checking in, Drew Poling, 6'1 senior. Is it Fort Laramie's possession or Rushi's?
Well, the arrow on the scoreboard says Fort Laramie.
Yep.
That was all Cody Gasson, boy. That ball should have totally been Rushi's basketball, and he dove in there and got the tie up.
Hard-nosed play by Cody. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie rips down the floor. It's Burning in the right corner. It's a high screen from Plyman. Doesn't use it. 21 seconds left. First period, 14-9 Fort Laramie. Plyman back to the basket. Fakes right, goes left. He's out near midcourt now. Gives off to Burning. Ball rotated to Rosengarten. 9 to play in the quarter. Burning, 25 feet out. Starts a drive. Pulls up. Foul line. Whips a pass down inside. Broken up by Rushi. Rolls out of bounds off Plyman with 1.6 remaining. Laramie didn't get a shot.
That was an amazing pass, but possibly a little too good because there was no way he was going to catch that pass. He had no idea it was coming.
The window was so tight. Here's Fort Laramie breaking the ball away at midcourt. Knocked free by the Redskins. Long bomb, no good by Rosengarten. After Fort Laramie got the steal, the shot missed at the buzzer. 14-9 Redskins after one on scores, broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
I'd like to remind our Fort Loramie listeners and the entire county and region about a prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 15th at Fort Loramie Elementary School. Public's invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's the drop-off time, 11 to 1, for dresses and accessories to be sold. Fort Loramie Elementary School, January 15th. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. And you can return from 1:30 to 3:30 at Fort Loramie Elementary for an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission is free. Dressing rooms available. Money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. Here is Fort Loramie starting the second quarter. A quick pass inserted to Tyler Siegel in the post. First time Chucky's really gotten it cleanly down inside. He missed the bank turnaround, but he was walloped on the arm.
Well, Gasson took a charge at the other end to turn the ball over, and a good job of getting the ball down to Siegel where he can score.
Does Cody Gasson,
he's my player of the game for the first quarter.
Does he look and act like a football player on the basketball court?
Yeah, he does.
Yep. Free throw Siegel, too hard, no good.
What he is an athlete,
right? 14-9, Fort Loramie up 5, first 20 seconds of the second quarter. Siegel missed them both. He's short on number 2. And Rushi yanks down the rebound. Here comes Dylan Cordonier, top of the key. Picked up by Gasson. Right wing to Sherman. They look inside for Tebby. On top to Dylan, back to Sherman. Tebby, baseline right. Overplay by Fort Loramie. Tebby still gets the pass, turns, and makes the 5-footer. Cole Tebby, good footwork. Fort Loramie didn't connect on the interception, and that left Tebby one-on-one. He handled it well.
That's what I would say. He's 6'2", and he is a heck of a post player.
Here's Gasson throwing cross-court to Dylan Braun. He jacks up a 3, missed it hard. Weak side rebound to Nate Porabrushi. Long lead out down the floor, Monier. Monier around 2 men, missed it. Follow-up is good. And guess who got that? Cole Tebby again. And Rushi's within 1, 14-13. A minute 20 gone, second quarter. 4 straight for the Raiders, 4 in a row, but Tebby burning high left with the ball. Near side to Siegel, foul line. Siegel strides down the lane, shot deflected. Good defense on the play, but Daypour. The ball heaved by Rushi to midcourt, lost out of bounds by the Raiders. The Redskins get it back.
They're doing a real nice job of forcing Tyler Siegel out away from the basket, and he's having to make moves that he just isn't real good at this point in his career.
As I mentioned a moment ago, a prom dress exchange, Fort Loramie Elementary, January 15th. Shop from 1:30 to 3:30. Choose from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission free. Money and unsold items go to... Money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. For information, contact Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 937-597-2338.
Well, I wish that would have been around when my daughter was going to proms. Those things are expensive.
Isn't that the truth? And this is...
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And it is an event that will allow you to go light on your budget at prom time. Prom dress exchange, January 15th, Fort Loramie Elementary. And drop-off items, 11 to 1, for turned a shot, 130 to 330. First free throw, Tyler Siegel, after a foul against Rushi, is missed, but he makes one. Tyler, what, two of a half dozen?
2 of 6 right now.
2 minutes gone, second quarter, 15-13, Fort Lorman. Between the rings, top of the circle, Cordonier. Right side pass, Sherman lobbing down inside to Kearns. He gets free, overshoots it though. Rebound, Evan Burnham. He muscled that one. Flipped it down to Braun. Braun to the corner. Out back to Siegel. Now to Burning. Burning handles the ball. Gives it to Braun in the left corner. He's doubled. Now goes on top to Plyman. Here's Gassing slipping down the lane. He's covered up. Can't shoot. Now to Siegel. Right corner, Dylan Braun. Both teams playing superb defense. Pick and roll with Tyler Siegel. Can't go. On top to Dylan Braun. He hoists up a three. Short. Rebound Gasson. It's blocked in the lane. Blocked by Rushi. Picked up a Siegel. Offensive foul. Tyler Siegel. Rushi crowd goes crazy. And again, and the comment I made was not any kind of a slam on Tyler Siegel. But when he is away from the basketball and making a move, he's just not real proficient at that right now. And that's what happened on that play.
Foul situation, 5 on each team. Anybody with 2 personals yet, Chuck?
No.
2-point lead, Fort Lormy. Rushi's Daypour answering with a 3. Bingo! Daypour gives Rushi the lead, 16-15. It's going to be important for Daypour, Sherman, and Cordonier to connect on some threes in this game. 16-15 Raiders. Long 3 ball. Cody Gasson way off the mark. Air ball. Weak side rebound to Braun. Braun gives it up to Burning. Left hand dribble. Sherman guarding Burning. Now 2 players shade toward him. Outside the arc. Left side, Dylan Braun. Little pick and roll with Plyman. And we got a hip checking foul against Rushi. 25 feet from the basket on day 4. That's the team 6.
That was the correct call. The fans didn't care for it.
4.5 to go, second quarter. 16-15, Rushi. Fort Lormy, Chuck, with just a point, a free throw, in better than 3.5 minutes here in the second quarter. Raiders with super defense. Here's the ball lobbed down inside, burning to Siegel. Siegel's double team, triple teamed, and fouled.
But Cole Tevy's playing behind him, and he was trying to keep him from catching the ball on the block, and he kind of shoved him a little bit.
And just like that, Fort Lormy's in the bonus. Tyler Siegel already with his 7th free throw of the game coming up right here.
He needs to make these.
Tyler dips the knees, eyes the basket, got it. Game tied at 16, 4:17 to play, second quarter. Second free throw coming up here momentarily for Tyler Siegel. Thanks so much to these Fort Lormy game sponsors tonight. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A, Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Both free throws made by Siegel. And then Rushi hurries down the floor in very hasty fashion and beats the press, gets a layup, no good by Kearns, but he's hacked on the arm, and he's got 2 free throws coming. Rushi, Chuck, is zipping that ball down the court right now before Fort Lorne's defense gets set up. Raiders doing a good job of it here in the second period. The free throw by Kearns, swish. They were tied right back up at 17. This Daniel Kearns is just a sophomore for Rushi. He's already a good player. He's going to be very, very good before his career is over here at Rushi. He's got them both.
Nothing smoother than watching a left-hander shoot free throws if he has good form.
Right.
And Kearns has good form.
He's a southpaw with an excellent stroke. Raiders up 1, 18-17. Again, Fort Lormy, not a made field goal yet in the second quarter. Burning at the timeline. 2 men around him. Gives it up to Tyler Siegel. Right corner, Dylan Braun. Bounce pass back out to Burning. Burning between the circles. Dribbles between the legs. Sherman defending him. Now Gasson on top. Right wing Braun. Lobbing down into Siegel. He's doubled. Out back to Dylan Braun. Open look. 18-footer. Bullseye. He's got it.
Oh, that's good inside-outside action for the Redskins.
Well, they threw it inside. Sherman covered down, and they threw it right back out to him. That was a heck of a play and a good shot.
1 point edge, Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go, second quarter. 19-18 Skins. Here's Kearns at the elbow on the left. Maneuvers in the paint. Goes to Sherman. Straight away, Cordonia. Right wing, Daypour. Hits Cole Tebby at the foul line. Near side, Dylan Cordonia. On top, Daypour sets and shoots for three, and you can count it.
That was good defense. He shot with a hand right in his face.
Daypour with a 24-footer. Rushi up two. 3:06 to go, first half. Here's Evan Burning at midcourt. Right wing to Braun. Rushi's outplayed for Loramie in the second quarter. Dylan Braun enters the lane. Oh, good pick and roll with Donald Single. Layup is good. What a feed by Burning. 21-all. 2:50 left to go, second quarter. Midcourt, Dylan Cordonia for Rushi. Picked up by Gaston out high. Elbow in the right, Tebby back to the basket. Looks for help, puts it on the deck. Thought about driving, then left it for Cordonia. 25 feet out. Elbow in the left, Tebby again splits a couple defenders, goes to work down inside, left it short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here is Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. 21-21 tie, 2:17 left in the half. Burning left side to Gasson, Gasson near midcourt. Redskins run their weave. Ball thrown to Plyman. Attempted steal missed by Fort Loramie. Scattered floor. Braun baseline left. Down inside to Burning. He's double teamed. Hands off to Siegel. Siegel laid it in, but walked before he scored. Wipe it off the glass.
Boy, Burning is a heck of a passer.
He sure is.
Yeah. You better have your hands ready.
Evan's got a knack for getting inside, creating havoc, and then finding the open player. Deep right corner, open player, day four for Rushi. Around two men to the rack. He's knocked down. Foul on Siegel. Tyler banged into him. Is that foul number one on Tyler Siegel,
Chuck?
That's
his first.
Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie looks at the score sheet and breathes a sigh of relief. Just the first on Siegel is day four. Drills the free throw to make it 22-21, Rushi. A minute 50 to go, second quarter. Big shout-outs tonight to a couple of Rushi sponsors. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum on board with us since March last year during the high school tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, gratitude to both. Second free throw missed. It hit the heel. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor. Here's Dylan Braun. And the ball is stripped away from him in the corner. And the Raiders come up with it. Braun a bit careless. He showed the ball out in front of his head. And Rushi knocked it free. Here's a baseline drive for the Raiders. Oh, look at Sherman go to work. Left-handed, he got it to go. Drew Sherman, an amazing play by him. He went from the right corner all the way to the rim on the left side. Burning counters for Fort Loramie. Soft jumper in the paint. It is no good. Hit the rim twice, and Rushi grabbed the rebound. Up three are the Raiders with a minute to go in the first half. Very nice second quarter by Rushi, which was down five after one. Raiders have outscored Fort Loramie by eight here in the second stanza. Daypour's got the ball 30 feet away. Bounce pass to Sherman. Boy, that was a brilliant maneuver by Sherman on the last goal for the Raiders.
He is such a terrific defender. When he goes to the basket, that's just gravy when that kid scores.
Yep. He used the rim to protect. He went from the right corner all the way below the basket on the left. Used the rim as a shield so Tyler Siegel couldn't get a piece of it. 30 seconds to go in the half. Rushi controlling the ball near midcourt. Fort Loramie's Rosengarten on Daypour at the center stripe. Outside the arc on the right, it is Sherman who holds with 19 seconds to go. Guarding Dylan Braun, ball lobbed to Daypour near the timeline with 12 seconds remaining. Daypour initiates the action, goes to the head of the key, high post to Hunter Cohey, six to play. Hand off to Sherman, got away with a walk, no call. Now Cordonia, now Kearns, he guns a three-point bomb, missed it at the buzzer off the flange, and the first half closes. Rushi held it well for a minute. Didn't score points, though. Fort Loramie's five-point first-quarter lead evaporates, and Rushi's up three at the break. 24-21 on scores, broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Laramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Thank you, Maddie Fortman, Fort Laramie cheerleader. Great crowd tonight, tremendous atmosphere. Feels like a sectional game at Pickwell, only we are here at Rushi. And the Raiders lead the Redskins 24-21 at the half. Jeff Bray has tuned in from down in South Carolina.
Hi, Jeff.
He's joined us in his car. And he says thanks. He's enjoying a good basketball game on this Friday evening from down in the Myrtle Beach area, where I am sure it's about 65 degrees warmer.
Yeah, they're getting some weather down through the south.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's supposed to be 55 tomorrow in Orlando. So I bet it's a little cooler than that. Still better than here.
Exactly right. In fact, I think that Raleigh, North Carolina is supposed to get several inches of snow.
They were talking about a historic snowfall through the south here with this next storm coming through.
Well, Jeff, we're going to try to not send all of that your way, but we do want you to send us some of that warm weather that you'll get in several days or so.
Yeah, but I'm headed down to Florida next week, going down to my daughter's wedding down in Orlando, and I'm looking forward to the 80 degrees I'm going to see down there.
Next Saturday and Sunday, I think the long-range forecast has got 80 on tap for you. We want to send a shout-out to Cole Tebby's grandmother. A big shout-out to her. She's listening in tonight. Cole Tebby and the Rushi Raiders having a fine game so far, up three at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, I mean, Laramie's got a 12-6 rebounding advantage, 6-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams with the defensive pressure as strong as it is have only turned the ball over three times each. Rushi 4-6 from the free throw line. Fort Laramie 4-8 from the free throw line. The Redskins led by Cody Gasson with 7. Tyler Siegel with 6. 6 for Dylan Braun and 2 for Evan Burning. They scored 14-7, 21 at the half. Cole Tebby and Jack Daypor each with 8. They got 4 from Daniel Kearns and 2 each from Hunter Cohey and Drew Sherman. They scored 9. They scored 15 in the second quarter, which is only 6 less than Jackson scored all last game against Fort Laramie. They've got the 24-21 lead at the half.
How'd the Raiders get it turned around, Chuck, in the second quarter? Tyler Siegel has only 1 field goal all told through 16 minutes for Fort Laramie so far.
Well, their defense has been outstanding, and they're doing a good job. Drew Sherman, I wasn't sure which way he was going to go. He's guarding Burning
some of the time.
Well, Dylan Braun, who he's been on,
yep.
And he's held him to 6 points. He just does such a good job. But on the other end, Fort Laramie has got to get Tyler Siegel down on the block to, in a better scoring position. He's catching the ball out and trying to make moves, and he's kind of getting himself in trouble.
Cole Tebbe got two big field goals in the first minute and 20 seconds of the second quarter to turn the game from 14-9 Fort Loramie to 14-13 Fort Loramie, and that was the momentum that Rushi needed to go on and lead by three here at the break.
Well, I sang his praises before the game, and he hasn't let me down. He is at 6'2", and I think he might be a little bigger than that,
right?
But at 6'2", that kid is a heck of a post player, and he's just so hard-nosed. He just plays hard all the time.
About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here at Rushi, as the Raiders try to hand the Redskins their first loss in the league, first loss on the year as well. Fort Loramie 8-0, down three here at the half. A report at the break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
It is 24-21 Rushi over Fort Loramie here at the half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a couple cheerleaders. Tonight, a sophomore and freshman cheerleader, one from each school. Faith Apple, sophomore cheerleader at Rushi, 3.9 GPA, daughter of James and Donna. She takes part in the tumbling class at Rushi. She's a teacher's aide, does competitive cheer, participates in the volleyball team and on the hip-hop dance team. And she next year will be an Edison post-secondary option student. She'd like to go on eventually to Wright State University and pursue the medical field. Laura Grewe, G-R-E-W-E, freshman cheerleader at Fort Loramie, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Dave and Peggy Grewe, plays the flute in the band, also active volunteering for child care on the side. She'd like to study in the field of cosmetology. She has a brother, Andy, a 2015 grad from Fort Loramie, who's now at Ohio State, and a sister, Leah, a 2012 Fort Loramie grad, and also a grad of the Upper Valley Career Center. So Laura Grewe, daughter of Dave and Peggy from Fort Loramie, and Faith Apple, daughter of James and Donna from Rushi, our LaCal Equipment spotlight cheerleaders here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982. and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
24-21, Rushi leads Fort Loramie. Chuck, the scoreboard clock still shows 3.5 minutes left before the start of the third quarter. The clock's been turned back. The discussion down at midcourt, players, coaches, referees, I'm not sure what is transpiring.
I've never seen that, unless it's a football game, and they put 3 more minutes on for the warm-ups.
Well, if we do get information as to why the delay, we'll share it with you. In fact, the Fort Loramie Redskins are rolling balls out on the floor, and Fort Loramie's going to shoot around. Rushi's still huddling down below us. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, data recovery, data transfer, remote management, and more. Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, and Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions also offers specialty advertising items, a lot of t-shirts now floating around the area, produced by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. To get your own specially customized t-shirt from Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, also high-tech computer solutions from Adam Rice. Computer service on time always. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, Anna near McCartyville, phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. And Chuck, the third official has emerged from the hallway.
A JV official from the JV game. The other gentleman evidently either got sick or hurt himself. So we have brought in the JV official.
That was the reason for the delay. It's Fort Loramie possession, far side of the floor. Redskins down three. First place on the line in the Shelby County League.
Well, the only problem with this is a JV official is not used to working a three-man official crew, so he has to make sure he's in the right spot.
Very, very good point. Rushi trying to hang loss number one on Fort Loramie here tonight and bring Rushi even with the Redskins in the loss column. Fairlawn, by the way, playing at Anna tonight in another crucial Shelby County League boys game. Here's Fort Loramie with the ball. Tyler Siegel, baseline right, drops a pass on top to Burning. Half minute gone, third quarter. Burning still dribbling. Boy, Rushi's done a good job keeping Fort Loramie on the outside since late in the first quarter. Here's Gasson, pick and roll with Kleiman, broken up and stolen by Rushi. Alert play by the Raiders defense, which has really sparkled since late in the first quarter. Sherman, head of the key for Rushi. Whips a pass down, low on the left to Tebby. Tebby maneuvers. Here's a half-hook shot. It is hanging on the rim and comes off. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Tebby couldn't get it to go from 8 feet. Here's Burning, barging down the floor in the right corner. On top to Braun, straightaway Gasson. Gives it up to Burning, 25 feet out. Fort Loramie's offense has been stymied after the first 8 minutes. Raiders have done a solid job at the defensive end. Burning, right wing for Fort Loramie, pick and roll with Siegel. Siegel stops on a dime from 8 feet out, doesn't lower the shoulder, and banks in a shot.
Did a great job of not charging, did a great job of not shuffling that foot.
24-23, Rushi up one.
And he made the basket.
Yes.
So he was 3 for 3.
Uh-huh. 6:25 to go, third quarter. Deep left side, long shot, jacked up by Cordano of Rushi. He had an opening, left it short. Rebound by Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel diverting. Shake and bake, moving the lane, running one-hander. He shoved. He'll get two. Good job by Burning to initiate the action. He drew contact. He's awarded a pair. A chance to give Fort Loramie the lead. 5:57 to go, third quarter. The Redskins Burning arches up the shot, and he missed it. Fort Loramie shot fouls very well all year, but troubled a little bit on the road at the away baskets here at Rushi tonight.
This is a high-pressure game.
Second shot burning, trying to draw Fort Laramie even. He missed it. It clanged off the rim, ricocheted into the corner, and Tebby tracks it down for Rushi. Up the floor it goes to Sherman, to Cordonier, high left. Out of Tebby, who comes out high. Rushi up one. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Left wing Cordonier, Kearns foul line. And away from the ball, we've got activity, a little too physical in the lane. A shove off Fort Laramie. Rushi possession below the basket.
Well, they called that on Plyman. He kind of gave Tebby a shove as he was trying to come through the lane.
5 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. 24-23 Rushi. Here's Cordonier, 20 feet out, dribbling. Plyman guards him loosely. Right wing Daypour, shot fake. Oh, he dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee.
Yep.
Daypour did a good job getting the defender up. Then he went around him, but didn't get the ball on the court soon enough. 1 point lead, Rushi, 5:21 to go in the third quarter. Burning to Braun, right wing. Here's Tyler Siegel out high. Out of Burning. Burning tried to shake Sherman back door. Couldn't do it when Siegel had the ball. Cross court near side to Braun. Step back three in the air. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound Siegel. He powers to the rim and gets it to go. Tyler Siegel stuck it through to get Fort Laramie the lead. Midcourt pass by Rushi. Busted up by Fort Laramie. And it goes out of bounds. Tyler Siegel, a formidable effort on that last field goal.
Yeah, that was a heck of a take to the basket right there. He got his arm grabbed, and he still got the shot in.
Yep, it looked like Rushi tied him up in knots. He still got the shot to go down. And here is Fort Laramie out at the top of the key trying to fight through a ball screen. Did Gasson pick it up?
I'm looking to see. I didn't see who they gave it to. I thought he said two, and only two is Rushi.
Scoreboard reads Plyman.
No, there is no two. He's trying to say the foul was on two. Two was the one that got fouled.
And the officials converge. 4:58 to go, third quarter. 25-24. Fort Laramie up one. Redskins have outscored the Raiders by four in the first 3 minutes of the second half. First quarter belonged to Fort Laramie. Second quarter, Rushi.
Well, they went through the entire lineup, and they finally got it right.
Gasson charged with the foul for the Redskins. Number two on him. Here's a pass thrown left corner, Tebby. Tebby goes along the baseline. There's a lot of black shirts in front of him. Charging foul on Tebby. Tebby really had no crease.
Yeah, that's what happened. I mean, I'm not sure that was a real charge, but when you run yourself into three defenders, you're not going to get the call.
He was a half step below the backboard, really didn't have much of an angle. Tried to reach around. Fort Laramie defended him well. Tough shot to convert for Cole, who's played a splendid game. Here's a dump pass down inside to Gasson. What a feed by Tyler Siegel. Gasson on the reverse layup, and Fort Laramie's up three. Turnaround for the Redskins here in the second half. Sherman on the arc for Rushi. Gasson all over it. Nice assist by Siegel from 17 feet out. Gasson converted for the Redskins. Cordonier on the arc, fakes left, goes right, goes to Kearns, foul line, straight away Sherman. Line drive, three ball, bingo by Sherman. Tied up at 27.
I love his defense, and when he gets offense going, he's a complete ball player.
Redskins let him go, Sherman capitalized. Burning, baseline left for Fort Laramie, spin move, Banker, no. Tip, Siegel, no. Burning knocks it up toward the iron, deflected, out of bounds off Rushi.
That hit Kearns in the hands, he had no chance to grab that one.
3:55 to go, third quarter, game tied at 27. Last year, Fort Laramie beat Rushi in the sectional final by one. Rushi won the home and away games during the regular season by four and by three. Deep in the left corner, Tyler Siegel on top to Burning. Burning handles 25 feet out. Austin Siegel on the floor now for Fort Laramie. He sets a screen. Gasson uses it briefly, gives it to Tyler. Right side Burning. Fort Laramie possession here for the lead. Skip pass, cross court for Gasson. It's a wild one into the Fort Laramie bench. Rushi ball, game tied.
I think he threw that one to Jarrett Meyer. Unfortunately, Jarrett wasn't in the game.
Nope. Jarrett Meyer, heck of a football player for the Redskins. Returning next year. Here's a lob pass caught top of the circle. Tebby in no man's land. Malik beneath the rim. Still muscles up for two.
He's so strong.
What a play by Cole Tebby. His momentum carried him below the backboard, but he somehow reached back and guided that ball in between a couple Redskin defenders.
And I think I read his lips. He said, that one's for Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. A shout out to her. She's tuned in tonight. Raiders back up by a pair. Gas on top of the circle. Strides down the lane. Meets resistance. Rushi reaches in. Gets mitts on the ball. It's ruled a jump. A turnover for Laramie. Arrow favors the Raiders. 29-27. Rushi up two. 2:56 to go. Third quarter. Up after Fort Laramie. Got a three-point cushion. Rushi stormed back to go up two. Right wing, Ethan Monier with the ball for Rushi. On top, Dylan Cordonier enters the lane. Left wing, Jack Daport. Goes baseline. A little nudge by a defender. Was it Gasson or Tyler Siegel?
I think they called it on Austin Siegel. That was for some of the hammering going on. That was kind of a touch call right there.
It has been a very well-officiated game.
I agree. It's been very physical. That was just kind of a touch call. It didn't affect anything at all.
Ball inbounded to Kearns. Oh, what a shot fake. He got Tyler Siegel off his feet. Mid-post area, then ducked under him and banked in a seven-footer. Rushi up a four. Daniel Kearns to the rescue for the Raiders. Good inbound set run by head coach Spencer Cordonier. Here's Burning on the drive for Fort Laramie. He tries to squeeze between two players from Rushi. Drops the ball. It's off a Rushi player's knee, out of bounds to Fort Laramie. Rushi doing a pretty nice job covering up Daniel Burning, making life tough for him once he gets down into the teeth of the Raiders' defense. Ball lobbed into Siegel, foul line, spin move, shot fake, on the arc to Braun, away goes a three-pointer, clank, off the rim, no good. Rebound of Rushi. Up to Daport, baseline left. Hooks a pass back out on top. Intercepted by Gasson. Gasson goes right, then left. Down the lane. Shot no good to Wildwood. Rebound Siegel. Good! Tyler Siegel. That was strong right there. Tyler Siegel with two tremendous buckets here in the third quarter. Rushi coming right back. Oh, what a pass. Dylan Cordonier to Daniel Kearns. Down inside for the soft left-handed five-footer.
Coach Britton just looked at Tyler Siegel and went like getting the hand across the face. You got to see what's coming.
33-29. Rushi back up a four. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. High left, it's Burning for Fort Laramie. Outside the arc on the right, it's Braun. Redskins need to get Braun going. Left wing Burning. Good ball reversal down inside to Siegel. He overshot it, though. Rebound of Rushi. Tyler hurried that one maybe a split second too fast, and Rushi gets a timeout. Raiders are up four, a minute 12 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Just over a minute to play here in the third period. Rushi's turned it around, Chuck, after falling back by three. Raiders have outscored the Redskins by seven in the last 3 minutes plus.
Well, they're playing really well right now on both ends of the floor. And we talked about before the game, I think they're more desperate to win this game right now than the Fort Laramie is.
That's a good point. Rushi Raiders, one loss in the Shelby County League. Fort Laramie undefeated in the league and on the year. Rushi's lost two on the season. Fort Laramie 8-0. Rushi 7-2. Raiders spread the floor with 50 seconds left in the third period ahead by 4 points. Here's Dylan Cordonier near side to Daport. Daport guarded by Plyman. Far left side of the court. Sherman bounce pass to Cordonier. 35 to go in the third. 4-point lead, Rushi. Gasson knocks it away. to Playman. A run out. Blocked out of bounds by Rushi. Wow, out of nowhere came Kearns to save the day. Her Playman had a driving layup after the takeaway by Cody Gasson.
I'm not sure I'm a fan of the four corner. You got momentum going, and they almost turned it over three or four times before they finally did.
Yeah, gotcha. Here is Fort Loramie in the post. Siegel back to the basket. Double team. Spin move. Ducks under. Shot partially blocked by Hunter Cohey. Siegel got it back. He scores, and it's fouled. Tyler Siegel. Boy, he's a man right now among high school players. Really strong play by Siegel. He's got a plus one at the strike.
He has 8 of the 10 points here in the third quarter for the Redskins.
And he's bailed Fort Loramie out in the third quarter. Rushi wound up with about 3.5 men guarding him there, Chuck, and he still got the goal. He missed the free throw, though. He's not been good at the line. Rebound volleyball all around, and Gasson gets it near midcourt. Throws a pass right inside to Playman. Playman goes up against Dave Ford. It's a two-shot foul. 15.2 to go, third quarter, 33-31, Rushi.
Boy, they are struggling. They are 0-for-3 here in the third quarter shooting free throws. This makes them 4-for-11 for the game.
And it's a 70% foul shooting team on the year. Redskins not having a good night at the strike. And Playman misses again for Fort Loramie. He was in the act of shooting. He gets a second. Wow.
With a two-point game and you've missed that many free throws, you don't have far to look at the end of the game if you lose it.
Exactly. Redskins leaving a lot of points out there on the hardwoods tonight. Second shot for Playman. Trying to cut it to one. He does not. It's around and out to the right. He kind of pulled it to the left. It danced off the right rim. Rushi's got the ball up two. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown top of the circle, Dylan Cordonier. Gasson strips it. Cordonier gets it back, slings it toward the rim. It hit the back iron and comes off in the third quarter finishes. Oh, it's undecided. It'll go right down to the wire, the last possession for sure. Rushi 33, Fort Loramie 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
We enter the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com with Rushi up the two. Chuck, both teams have made 4 free throws, but
Loramie has shot 13 and Rushi shot 6.
9 missed foul shots.
In a two-point game.
By Fort Loramie. And Rushi's in the two. Fort Loramie has the ball inbound and stolen by Rushi to start the fourth quarter. A long pass to Daypour for the driving left-handed gimme. Raiders start the fourth quarter with a bang and now fall into his zone.
Here comes that 1-3-1. You knew it was coming.
Turning right corner, Siegel throws the cross court for Gasson. He fumbles, tries to save, can't do it. It's out of bounds. Rushi has got Fort Loramie perplexed at the moment.
Well, I think maybe I need a timeout if I'm Fort Loramie to talk about how you want to attack this 1-3-1.
Raiders have won 6 of the last 7 meetings. Fort Loramie got Rushi, though, in the sectional championship last year. 7:28 left in the game. 4-point lead, Rushi, 35-31. Daypour got the field goal after the intercepted pass to start the fourth period of play. Near side, Cordonier picked up by Gasson. High post to Tebby. Tebby to Sherman, enters the lane, running one-hander, got it! Drew Sherman with a left-hand scooper. Nice play by Sherman. Rushi's got its biggest advantage, 6, 37-31. Here is Burning, 25 feet out. Cross court for Siegel, low on the left. He bobbled it, out of bounds.
That's how you have to attack. If the diagonal pass against the 1-3-1 is the way you got to go, he just couldn't catch the pass.
The idea was right, but
execution.
Yep. Fort Laramie didn't finish off the play, got the ball to Siegel down inside, but he coughed it up. Minute 15 gone, fourth quarter. Rushi trying to expand the lead here to 8 or 9. Daypour on the arc. Shot fake. Baseline left. Hands to Tebby. Elbow left. Into the lane. Back out to Dillinger Diner to Daypour. Here's a baseline reverse layup by Poling. It rolled off. Rebound for Roy. Taken away by Rushi. Tebby's got the ball. He hits the deck. Tebby's rolling on the floor. And the official may have assessed a technical on a Fort Laramie player for roughhousing.
They called it on Braun, and I just honestly, he didn't do anything on purpose. All he did was turn, and Tebby got kind of tossed off. I don't agree with the call. I agree with the hard ball. I don't agree with the call on the foul at all.
Dylan Braun was assessed the T, Chuck. Is that right?
I don't know if they called it a T or if they called it an intentional foul. It almost had to be a T because, yeah, Cordania's coming up to shoot the free throw.
Yep. Cole Tebby hit the deck hard. He was wrestling with Braun for the rebound, and the officials apparently detected a physical shove against Braun. Technical free throws shot by Cordania. Whistle blows before Dylan shoots it in. The referees conference. We'll see what results. Rushi's ahead by six. 6:29 to go in the game.
They're saying he called it an intentional foul, which means that Tebby had to shoot the free throws. But now they're saying it was really a technical foul. They gave the wrong signal.
Right. Did that shot by Dylan Cordania count a moment ago?
It shouldn't have. How did they count that? They blew the whistle when they were walking away from the line.
But it did count because the scoreboard reached 39-31.
Boy, you hate to see the officials start having that much of an effect in a game that's been this well played.
Dylan Cordania made the initial technical free throw as the officials whistled and started the conference. Then he converted the second. Here's Rushi with the inbounds pass to Tebby down inside. Throws it up high off the backboard. No good. Rebounding foul. Fort Laramie hit with another one. Up Fort Laramie, behind by eight, is in trouble. Corey Britton, head coach of the Redskins, gets a timeout. 6:17 to play. 39-31 Raiders on Score is broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
We understand that Jackson Center has defeated Houston tonight, 39-21. Report from Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Here is Rushi inbounding ahead by 8 points with just over 6 to play. Cordania's got the ball high right, near side to Sherman, back to Dylan. Boy, this Rushi Raiders team, Chuck, plays extremely well game after game here at home.
They are tough at home, and they are just a real hard-nosed team. I mean, they just do a great job.
Oh, what a fake by Poling at the foul line. Started down the lane, could have shot it, didn't. Laid it off to Tebby, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie below the backboard.
And neither official on the outside watched the charge that happened after the pass.
Inbounding Rushi. It is Sherman into Cordania, deep left corner. Starts to drive on Braun, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Hooks it on top to Daypour. Boy, basket over the Raiders will make it mighty tough against Fort Laramie. Inside to Poling, goes back out to Daypour for the triple. And you can tell by the crowd, he's got it. Whitmore hits it for the Raiders, who lead by 11. Timeout, Fort Laramie, 42-31 Raiders, 5:41 to go. The triple by Dayport. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
So many thanks here tonight to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. Fort Loramie trailing now by 11. 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie whips the ball around the top of the circle. Rushi guilty of a foul in the paint. Five team fouls on the Raiders, four on Fort Loramie. No, I should say five apiece. As the Redskins inbound, right of the basket, it's Gasson. Ball lobbed into the lane, caught by Burning. He goes up high and steers it in from 6 feet away. Good inbounds effort by Fort Loramie. How many points for the Redskins in the second half, Chuck?
That's only 12 now.
Wow. Now that symbolizes Rushi's defense. In the final two quarters of this game so far, here's Poling, baseline left for Rushi. He's cut off. Out back to Cordonier, straightaway triple. Around and out, no good. Rebound Tyler Siegel. 2-on-1 break. Braun and Gasson. Dylan Braun left side of the lane. Driving layup, got it, and a foul. What a play by Dylan Braun.
He did a great job of keeping his eyes on the rim even after contact.
Dylan Braun motoring hard down the left side of the floor as Fort Loramie got that three-point miss by Cordonier off the board in a jiffy. And the Redskins storm down the floor. A two-on-one break. Braun on the finish. It's a seven-point game. Three-point chance here for Braun. Under five to play. Free throw rolling around. In!
Even the good free throw shooters are having trouble making a switch.
Yep. Even the makes by Fort Loramie are iffy. Long pass, Raiders. Down the floor, Tevi. Tevi below the backboard. Heaves it to the top of the circle. It's rolled over and back on Rushi. That's a good call.
Well, the last time down, that was a very ill-advised three by Rushi. And that led to the outlet pass. They don't need to shoot threes right now. They need to work clock and keep the lead. Now it's all the way from 11 down to 6, and they've lost possession again.
Right. And this last trip down, the Raiders were too frenetic. Made a wild 50-foot pass below the backboard. Raiders had to save it in. The ball rolled all the way to the other end of the floor. Here's a three-point shot left corner by Fort Loramie's Rosengart. It's no good. Rebound Tyler Siegel. 2 men on his back. Foul against Rushi. 4:28 to go. Redskins within 6. 42-36. With 5 minutes left, it was 42-31. And Tyler Siegel's at the stripe, 1-1. And he's not been sharp at the free throw line, Chuck.
No, he's missed most of them. Most of their misses.
Tyler bends the knees, shots in the air. It's short. He was a little light on it, and Rushi snared the rebound. Opportunity there for Fort Loramie to trim the deficit to 5-4, but no dice. Here's Tebby, foul line for Rushi on the arc to Dayport. Enters the lane, out back to Cordonier. He had an opening, but he retreated to the logo.
Well, he shot it the last time, and he shouldn't have. He made a good choice there.
Here's Poling in the paint for Rushi. Looks for help. Goes near the timeline to teammate Cordonier. Drew Poling, 6'1 senior out there. Dribble drive, Cordonier in the paint, back to Tebby. Five, team fouls in Fort Loramie. Rushi milking the clock. Up to six. 3:45 to go in the game. Cordonier dribbling. Gaston Haslett. Cordonier to Tebby. Now Dylan Cordonier at the timeline. On the bounce. And we got a timeout by Spencer Cordonier, head coach of the Rushi Raiders, who are up to six. 3:35 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Rushi after the timeout, Chuck. Three passes and a steal by Fort Loramie. Down six, 3:20 left. Burning into the lane, twisting one-hander, short, no good. Rebound back, blocked on the play by Tebby. Siegel's got the loose ball, blocked again by Tebby. Siegel complains, he was hammered on the head. No whistle, ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie in the corner. Two good defensive plays by the Raiders. We're all the way down, Chuck, to 3:11 to go. Rushi hanging on to a six-point lead. It was 11, 2 minutes back. Raiders haven't scored in 2 minutes. Fort Loramie needs a goal here. Within six, 3 minutes even to go in the game. Left side of the floor with the ball, at Rosengarten on top to Siegel. Back door, low to the left, it's Burning. He spins around, Cordonier, got it! No, Dylan Braun.
No, Braun, yep.
Braun caught the pass. Good look down inside the Fort Loramie, which is within four. Here's a long heave down the floor to Kearns for Rushi. 2:39 to go in the game. Outside the arc of the left, it's Sherman. Line drive, three-pointer. Bingo! Mr. Clutch, Drew Sherman. 2:28 left in the game. Deep right corner, Braun jacks up a three for Fort Loramie. No good, too hard. Rebound batted, volley ball around. Rushi's got it. Cordonier is slammed to the floor. 2:19 to go. Raiders have got the Redskins in serious trouble. Drew Sherman, Chuck, has made his long-range shots count tonight. Hasn't taken many, but he's been on target in critical stages.
I'll tell you what, again, you would have been yelling, no, 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 great shot. But that's not the shot they needed, but it sure was a big one that he made it.
Raiders up seven with the ball, 2:15 to go. Midcourt dribbling Cordonier. Left-handed, now right-handed, Gaston all over him. Ball thrown to Kearns, top of the key. 16 fouls in Fort Loramie. Here's a drive, a day four, flips it back out to Sherman, out of Cordonier. Into the post it goes, back to the basket, Tebby. Look at him go to work on Siegel. Good! And a foul. Cole Tebby with a huge basket. He's had a sparkling game tonight for the Rushi Raiders.
He has been terrific. I'm glad I highlighted the heck out of him before the game.
6'2", plays like 6'5", or even bigger. Cole Tebby. Fine performance tonight for the Raiders, who've got a 9-point lead regained with a minute 55 to go. And Fort Loramie is in desperate straits. Free throw by Tebby to convert the 3-point play. It is in and out, no good. Rebound to Tyler Siegel. Backcourt to Burning. Chest pass ahead to Gaston. Redskins have not shot the three ball well tonight, have not shot free throws well tonight. Gasson, left corner Braun, hoists up a three, missed it hard again. There's a lid on it for Fort Laramie from long distance. Rushi snatches the rebound up nine. 90 seconds to go. Berdanier sprints into the top of the circle. Gasson fouled him, no call. Gasson fouls him again, and there's the call. 1 minute, 28 seconds to go. 9-point lead for the Raiders, 47-38. It has been a very cold shooting night for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Boy, these Rushi Raiders, Chuck, if they could play the sectional, district, and regional here at Rushi, they could very well go to the state.
Pretty sure the other teams might complain, though.
Here's the free throw by Dylan Cordonier. Yes, he's got it. 10-point lead, Rushi. Second one by Dylan. Couple bounces. In again. Well, it was 42-31 at the five-minute mark. It's now 49-38. 3.5 minutes later, 1:26 to go. Fort Laramie ball in the half court. And we've got a whistle away from the action. What do we have? Maybe a double foul. The referees converge. Clock stopped, 1:26 to go. Referee at the scores table, a foul each way. I'm not sure what else this discussion could be about.
I'm not sure.
It is Fort Laramie possession, down 9, 1:24 to go. Rushi has played a splendid game tonight. Spencer Cordonier mapped out the strategy, and his forces have executed it perfectly.
I still have no idea what the stoppage was.
Execution by the Raiders for three quarters has...
Oh, they've been terrific.
Yeah,
outstanding. They have been terrific, no doubt about it.
Fort Laramie owned the second quarter, but the other three owned by Fort Laramie. Here's a three ball by Fort Laramie. Yes, Dylan Braun, extreme right corner. Maybe not quite enough and too late for the Redskins. Timeout called. 49-41, 1:17 left. Rushi up by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks tonight to these Fort Laramie sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. For Donyer in backcourt for Rushi. He is boxed in the far corner of the floor, 80 feet from the basket, and Rushi gets a belated timeout to save the possession. Clock down to 1:13 to go. Raiders ahead by 8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And again, a big salute to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, on the web with us since last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout outs to them from here at scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi inbounding to midcourt, and Fort Laramie grabs on, commits the foul. 1:07 to go. Rushi ahead by 8, 49-41. Raiders have dominated the first third and fourth quarters. Accurate statement, Chuck?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, you talk about the defense that Loramie's played all year. It was matched and then some by the Raiders tonight.
And Fort Loramie has missed in this game a grand total of 10 free throws. As I look at Chuck's scorebook, 5 of 15. 5 of 15 shooting fouls for Fort Loramie. And it's a 9-point game as the free throw by Daniel Kearns hits the back rim, goes 10 feet in the air above the backboard, and comes right down through. It's a swish. Second one hits the heel. This one no good. 9-point game. Dylan Braun, forecourt to Burning. Minute to go. Burning looks back door, finds an open man, Rosengarten. Overshot the layup. It's been that kind of a night for Fort Loramie. Rebound, Rushi, foul, Gasson, 70 feet away. 53.3 to go. Raiders up 9. Well, the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, did a very nice job containing the likes of Evan Burning and Dylan Braun tonight. Neither one could get on a roll. They just could not get a comfortable shot. A few available three-pointers for Fort Loramie here in the second half, but they've not been able to click.
Yeah, and I think they've done a good job on everybody. Even what Tyler Siegel got,
yep.
He had to work and work and work.
Free throw by Daniel Kearns. Lifts the rim. No good. 50-41, Rushi. 53.3 to go. Double bonus now for Rushi. Second shot. Kearns in the air. Got it. He swished it. Lead is 10. A miss and a make by Kearns. Here's Burning up the floor quickly to Braun. Braun steps into a three ball. Short. No good. Rebounded by Rushi. Not a good shooting night for the Redskins. Raiders defense has had a lot to do with that. Down to 35 seconds to go. Here's a foul. Burning gets both paws on the arm of Cordonier, who will shoot the double bonus for Rushi with 35.1 to go. And this win by Rushi tonight will make the Shelby County League boys race very interesting. Fairlawn was at Anna tonight. If Fairlawn wins that game on the road in Anna, and it is probably over by now because this game got started late, then we got three teams atop the standings with one loss each.
How many losses does Anna have in the league?
Anna's got at least a couple. Both free throws good. Rushi, 53-41. Burning drives, length of the floor for Fort Loramie. Up, in, good. No foul by the Raiders, who back away. Burning got the two-pointer. Timeout called. 28.4 to go. 10-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Here is Rushi inbounding. Here's a long home run pass. Down the floor. Lost. Debbie gets it back. Hook shot in the lane is good. Cole Debbie puts a capper on it. 12-point lead Raiders. Here's a runner in the lane. Fadeaway shot. Rosengarten. It is in and out. No good. The lid remains on it for Fort Loramie. Rebound Raiders, who walk into midcourt. Final seconds go off the clock, and that's it. The Rushi Raiders have knocked off the Fort Loramie Redskins convincingly here tonight at Rushi, 55-43. Fort Loramie now 5-1 in league play. Rushi 4-1 in the league. Fairlawn was on the road at Anna tonight. Fairlawn was 3-1 going into play tonight. Anna 3-2. The Jackson Center has three losses in the league. Houston 4. Houston picking up their fifth tonight. And Botkins with six setbacks. So it's a four-team race at the moment. Anna, though, could suffer its third league loss tonight. Fairlawn needing a win at Anna to put three teams atop the standings with one setback. Fort Loramie would still have a half-game lead over Ruchie and Fairlawn, which collide on Tuesday at Fairlawn. Ruchie Raiders with a fine ball game tonight, outplaying Fort Loramie clearly in the first, third, and fourth quarters to win it by a dozen, 55-43. Ruchie very physical with Tyler Siegel all night, bottled him up fairly well, forced him to score points at the free throw line. Tyler did not convert as often as he would have liked, and quite frankly, Evan Burning and Dylan Braun could not get shots to fall from the outside, from the 15, 16-foot area, or drive to the basket. The Ruchie defense was superb throughout this game this evening. Chuck will wrap it up momentarily. Chuck, have we talked about Brookins yet
tonight? Yes, we did. Yep. We played their spot.
What sponsor have we not heard from? Can you think of any?
Nope, we've talked about everybody. And I'm going to sound like PBS right here.
Okay.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
And I like that message, Chuck. Very well done. Nicely said.
If PBS wants me now, give me a call.
Well, so many thanks tonight to our underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Ruchie Raiders with a terrific second half put the whammy on Fort Loramie tonight by a dozen, 55-43. Chuck, how'd the Raiders get it done?
Well, they were two things. They were terrific at the free throw line, 12-17. They turned Loramie over nine times. Loramie only 5-15 from the free throw line. You end up losing by 12, but if they would have been making free throws, it would have changed the final outcome because they wouldn't have had to foul and put Ruchie on the line like they had to late in the game.
Well, at least three of those, Chuck, were the front ends of one and ones, two in the second half, one in the first half.
Exactly, and four young men for Ruchie in double figures, and Loramie only had four kids that scored tonight.
Wow.
There's your difference.
Yep. What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Ruchie side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tebby. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job. And I don't like whoever that is walking out with his Clemson sweatshirt on. On the other side, Dylan Braun, he had 14. Yeah, I mean, we could have gone with Tyler Siegel, too, but he had 14 points. So it's going to be Dylan Braun and Cole Tebby are the Clancy's players of the game.
And a shout-out tonight to Cole Tebby's grandmother, who is listening in, I think, from the hospital. And we say thanks for joining us on the webcast tonight. Cole Tebby had a fine game. He's our Clancy's Award winner. Clancy's awards going to Cole Tebby for Ruchie and for Fort Loramie, Dylan Braun. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
at last report, Fairlawn led Annabas 7 late in the third quarter. Thanks to Jeff Bray for that score. We don't have a final. Keep abreast of the scores. Broadcast.com website will update our next week's schedule on Sunday. And should Fairlawn win tonight over Anna, that would mean that Fairlawn, Rushi, Fort Loramie all would have one loss in the Shelby County League, and Fairlawn and Rushi collide on Tuesday. That would be our game of coverage on Tuesday night from Fairlawn. Tip-off 7:30 on the web, online at 7:10.
Well, you know that Rushi got prepared for every team they played this year, but on their schedule at the beginning of the year, this game was circled after that loss last year that kept Rushi from going down to Dayton.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we're right back here at Rushi, the Raiders girls against Fort Loramie. Both teams on a roll. Rushi 9-1. Coach Timmerman has got the Raiders rolling right now. And head coach Carla Siegel, the Fort Loramie Redskins, has got her club playing fine ball, too. Now 8-3, Fort Loramie girls have won 5 in a row, shooting free throws extremely well and playing spectacular defense. Should be a super game tomorrow afternoon. That, too, for the Shelby County League lead on the girls' side.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming right back here. I mean, I might just sleep up here in the press box.
Again, so many thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed and Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot, always. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service at Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. From Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, underwriting sponsors since the basketball tournament last March. Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. These Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A, Muffler, and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And again, this reminder, a prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 15th, Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public's invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 to 1. That's the drop-off time period. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Return to shop from 1:30 to 3:30, an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices, admission free, dressing rooms available. Money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. That's January 15th, the prom dress exchange, Sunday, January 15th, Fort Loramie Elementary School. For more information, contact Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 597-2338. What a game. Rushi came to play tonight, Chuck. As you said, this game was circled on the Rushi Raiders schedule.
Well, I mean, I've talked to some of the Rushi coaches before this game, and they really, really felt like they should have gotten to Dayton last year. I'm not sure I agree. I'm not sure that they weren't, that Loramie wasn't as good as they were last year.
Right.
But the neat part about this league is we get to do the same thing all over again later in the season up at Fort Loramie. So we'll see how it turns out. But tonight it was the Raiders, and boy, did they play basketball.
And on your calendar, circle this date, Friday, February 17th, Rushi at Fort Loramie, last boys basketball weekend of the regular season, and it could be for all the marbles, the Shelby County League Boys Championship, although right now it looks like Fairlawn will have something to say about that. At last report, Fairlawn led Anna by 7 midway second half. Again, keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you on our schedule for next week, this Sunday, We'll post it for you on Tuesday, either for sales at Fort Loramie. More than likely, should Fort Loramie go on and beat Anna tonight, more than likely, Rushi at Fairlawn on Tuesday, 2-1 loss teams in the Shelby County League.
Right. Well, I mean, we love the Shelby County League, so if it's a game that means first place, that's where we're going
to
be.
Yep. So many thanks to Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, and Chuck McBee alongside Stats, Color, and On-Site Engineering. The Rushi Raiders with the victory tonight, advancing to 8-2 as they spring the first loss of the year on the Fort Loramie Redskins, who are now 8-1. Until tomorrow afternoon, right here at Rushi for the Fort Loramie Rushi Raiders girls game, I'm Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins 55-43.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.